Next up is building your first Android application with Visual Studio and .NET. We have Shadrach Nusa coming up. Hi, Shadrach.
Hi, Kendra.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet you. I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Excellent. This will take me back. Android Studio is one of the first things I used in college. It was pretty interesting, but let's take a look at what everything looks like in Visual Studio. You can take it away.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Shadrach Inusa. I'm a Microsoft Student Ambassador based in Accra, Ghana. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy for joining this event. This is my first time having a conference or joining a conference and speaking on. I'm grateful to the .NET community. Okay, so we are going to talk about building native Android application with .NET. On our agenda, I have what is .NET, mobile development framework in .NET. Then we have a demo. Wow, we have an awesome demo. COVID-19 fun fact. So just something a little about COVID-19. It's going to be interesting. You're going to love it. Then at the end, I will just give you or provide you with some links to get it started if you want to do more in Android development with .NET. Okay, so what is .NET? Free, cross-platform, open source, a developer platform for building mobile apps, web apps, IoT apps, desktop apps, and game apps. So as we can see, as the picture shows here, we have our desktop apps, web apps, cloud. We have mobile app, that's the Xamarin. We have gaming Unity. We have IoT, ARM32. We have AI, ML.NET, .NET for Apache Spark. And right now, all have one standard, which is the .NET 5, which has brought everything together. That's what we are actually launching now. I'm really grateful to the .NET community for this awesome initiative. So talking about the mobile development framework in .NET, exactly what we are going to talk about, Android development. We have the platform, which is Android. Then we have the framework where we have the Xamarin. Android. We have the, so all sit on there. So it goes up this way. We have the mono.runtime. Then we have the shared code. So in this case, a code which is being run, standard code can be run throughout. Android can be run through iOS. So if you look at this, it's being extended to the NDA, meaning when a standard code is written, it can be shared throughout all the platforms. Yeah. So we have the C#, which is for the UI. Then we have, so I have, let me move to the next screen where everything is being explained. I'm not going to talk or go into details with this, because we are just dealing with this in the few 30 minutes, then we move on to our demo. So here, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to develop it in Xamarin. So I have the Xamarin definition here, which states Xamarin is primarily a platform for developing mobile application. So Android, iOS, Windows, and Mac OS using C#. Okay, so the Android is a platform, as I mentioned earlier on. That's what we are going to target. That's the platform we are going to target actually. Then Xamarin.Android is a framework. Then mono.NET runtime, so to build across or cross-platform applications, okay, to run on both. So the magic is mono.runtime. That's what stands between the C#. We are building Android applications, so it has to stand between to co convert or translate to the platform we are going to build on, to translate the C# to the platform we want to run our application on. So C#, that's the entire application. So the entire application is written in C#. That's the code we are going to use. Then Android XML defines the user interface of the application. Yeah, so someone will ask, why is C# best language for mobile development? So one, I just picked few. I've provided a link from that. I've provided a link at the end of my slide. You can read more. It's on the, I think it's on the Microsoft Xamarin blog site here. So it's the reliability of C#, that's its type safety. So C# actually is one of the is one of the languages that prevent types error. Okay, so with C#, it helps developers to, it makes it faster and easier for programmers to detect and isolate bugs at compile time. So whilst you compile, you get your bugs, then you fix them. It makes it easy and you are able to do all these things very quickly, and running your project in C# is the easiest way, and most developers really love to use that. So fast execution on Android, C# performs better than Java. I didn't say that, developers can confirm that. Yes, I didn't actually say that, but developers can confirm that. It performs better than Java, both because of language design choices. Okay, support the value types, real generic types, non-virtual method defaults, and the more mature model runtime. Okay, so easy to adapt. C# is really easy to adapt, extremely easy language to learn. That's, I learned this Android development with C# within just a single day. Yeah, should I say a single day? I just learned this in a single day. And it's really easy to work with. I won't lie about that. The language is really easy to learn, especially for developers who are already familiar with the principles of object-oriented programming. And its portability makes it the best language for mobile development, because between Windows, iOS, and Android, your C# code can run on over 2.2 billion devices. That's awesome. And beyond mobile, C# is highly portable in a wide range of environments across the spectrum of mobile, embedded, desktop, and server computing. This is so awesome. You've not seen anything yet. There is a whole lot about C# you are going to learn. I really appreciate what the .NET community is doing. So we are going to set up, I won't set up because I've done that already, but for attendees and participants to go through, you have to install the .NET SDK. So that's the .NET 5 that is just being launched. So you install Visual Studio ID, that's the ID that you're going to use for your development. And you have to enable Xamarin to include it in your installation, which includes the Android SDK. So I have the link here for Visual Studio if you want to download. Or you can just check that on Bing. You can just search it on Bing to download the Visual Studio. All right, so before we go into the COVID-19 Fact app, which I will take you through, but before we go there, what I want to do is to take you through on how to create your first Android application in the Visual Studio. Let me open my Visual Studio. Okay. All right, so I'm sorry for the delay. Okay, so my Visual Studio is open. As a first time I'm going to develop an Android application, the first thing you need to do is to, you can clone a repository, you can open a project solution, you can open a local folder, but as you are going to create your first project, you click on this particular one, which says create a new project. Okay, so let's create a new project. All right, so one awesome thing, you don't need to you don't need to look for what you are looking for, or you don't need to go through all this to look for.
Hey, it looks like we might have lost Shadrach just for a minute. We'll see if we can get him back on. In the meantime, yes, excellent. We lost you there just for a minute. Take it away.
Okay, so that's okay. Is that okay? Can I move on?
Yes, you can. Yes, you're good to go. We got you back.
All right, awesome. Okay, so you give your project, your Android project a name. That's Hello World. So we are just giving it Hello World. And then you just leave everything here. Then you create your new project. Okay, so here we have templates. You have single view app, navigation, drawer app, tabbed app. And we are going to create a blank application. So you select the blank application. You have your minimum Android version here. So our minimum Android version, we use Lollipop 5.0. Then just go on to create your first project. Just some few seconds. Yes, some few seconds. It has to load the other files. Yeah. All right. Awesome. So we have a new project opened here. You can see this your main activity.cs. This where this is where the entire process is being taking place. Let me do this. Okay, so we have your assets. You have your assets here. You have your resources, the drawable where your images are being kept, your layout. So this is your activity layout. That's where your interface. I think the app is still loading. Yep, I think it's still loading. All right, so the activity main defines your interface. Yes, so this is where you have your interface or your UI. So let's see if this will open shortly so I can show you something. So it's just an amazing something, just the same thing you have in the other platform that you use in developing your Android apps. It's just an amazing that you have the same thing here. You can develop your applications here as well, and you can even do more here. So this our application. You can see the UI, the interface of the application here. You can, so let's do something like, Hello World, let's create a test view. Let's create a test view. So we have a test view. Okay, then match parents. Then wrap content. Okay, so let's have Android. Android tests. Okay, let's have Hello World. So we have Hello World. Awesome. I hope you guys can see it. Whilst I'm inputting everything, it's just taking place here. quite simple and so interesting. So yes, it's really interesting. And it's very, very, very simple. I know you are going to love it. So let's center align this. So Android TST align. So let's put this in center. Awesome. So you have this in center align. Let's have it in the. So right now, let's put this Hello World in the middle of the application. Okay, so I'm putting this Hello World in the middle of application. So Android again, and this time around I go layout. Yes, so layout center in parent. Yeah. So this is true. All right, this awesome. So you can add more stuff to it. And one interesting thing about it is, if you don't know anything, if you don't even know anything, and this is your first time working working with Visual Studio in creating your Android app, if you don't know anything at all you need is think about something. Okay, so I want my Hello World to be somewhere in the corner there. Okay, so in case you want it to be in somewhere in the corner there, then you type Android. So you just begin your Android. Then you realize you are getting the snippets, which actually gives you samples of whatever you need. So as soon as you start typing, you can all see here. As soon as you start typing, it starts popping up. Anything you need, you just fix it in there. So if you are a first timer, you don't need to worry at all. You don't need to get bothered. This is something which is very easy and awesome to use as well. So we have our Hello World ready here. Let's try it and run it in our emulator. Okay, so it's getting it installed in emulator. Then we can give it a try and see how it looks like. So after this we just move straight away to the COVID fast app. And just go and have a look at it, how it's like. It's something I built within a day, something simple. And I know most of you are going to like it. I will push it on GitHub as well. So in case you want to give it a try, you want to change some things in it, why not? You feel free and work with it. So whilst this is running, we can just go and take a look at that. Since we don't have much time, we just go and have a 10 minutes look at that. So this is it. This is something simple I created with .NET that I created in the Visual Studio. You can all have a look at it. It's very simple. So I'm just going to brush you through whatever I have on the interface here, or the UI, whatever I have here. I'm just going to brush you through. So this is the activity main. I'm going to brush you through everything I have here. So I have the test view here, which you can all see here. So as soon as I click on, it just points here. You can all see that here. And the test view, I gave it an ID, which is test fat. I gave it an ID. Then I did this here, the layout, where I fix it in the middle here. So I'm actually using relative layout. So in relative layout, what I do is I just call, if you look here, I just call the layout that I want this image to be on top of the text fat. So this is the text fat. So what happened is when I change the position, no matter the position I change, it's still going to be the same. If I move it somewhere here, let's give it a try. Okay, let me take it out and fix it here. So you realize it's still there, it doesn't change. But if in case you use linear layout, it's going to change. But in relative layout, it doesn't change because I've called that it should be above the text fat. So it's not going to change its position because it's still going to be on the text fat. And So I have to put in the logo. You can see the logo in here as well. The logo is in, yeah, the logo is in here, and it has a drag and drop function. So this logo can be dragged from your desktop and just be, you can just drop it here. Okay. So I have the logo here. I just give it a margin. Then this is where I arranged it. That's I make it stay on top of the text file, text fat. Okay. So this is the logo. This is where I call the logo. The logo file name is COVID. Then yes. So I have a button here as well. You can see the button here. As I clicked on, it shows here as well. So I have the button here with also an ID as well. Then also I have to arrange the button to give it a fixed position, which I did here. So Android layout below, then I have to bring in the ID for wherever I want it, or the particular interface or the particular UI that I want it to be around under. So you can see it here, TST or test fact. So it's actually under the test fact. So no matter wherever I place this, if I place it on top, it's still going to be under this. Okay, it doesn't mean if I change it here, it's going to be on top of this, but it's still going to be under because I've declared that here. Okay. So, yes, and with this, I've linked it to a string. Okay, so I have a string here. When you go to strings, okay, let me, yes. So I have my strings here. So it's linked. So this string, fact test, has this string, which is click button to learn more. So if you go to the activity main, the fact test, this particular one, you will see click button to learn more. Okay, so it's linked here. This is it, Android test. Okay, so fact test. And in it is click this button to learn new facts. Okay, to learn new facts, yeah, sorry. All right, so the same thing applies to all this one. This also have the same thing with this button link. Yes, with this same link, same thing. So here is our application name. So you can change the application name also here as well. Yeah. So this is just there in order not to have so much tests here. You won't have so much tests here, but you reference everything in the string. Okay. Then this is where the action take place. This is where all the work take place. So when you have this, your layout ready, you know, it doesn't have anything behind. It doesn't run. There's nothing that goes on there. You won't have anything running there. You just have this interface designed. Nothing is in there. It won't work. If you click on, nothing will work. So what you have to do is to put the code behind that to work. Okay, so if you look at this, everything is C#. Everything is C#. So I copied this from World Health Organization site. These are strings, list of strings. I copied from the World Health Organization site, and I just linked it to facts. So that's what I have here. Then I created buttons. I created buttons for them. So I have my private button because I'm not going to use it anywhere again. I'm just going to use it to do my test, then that's all. So I have my private button. I name it BTN fact. I have my private test view. So I also give that TST fact. Then I have to direct my button. So right now I have to give my button something to do, or I have to direct it to something that when you click on, what should the button be linked to? What should this declaration be linked to? So that's what I did here. So BTN fact is equal. So you have this here. So I'm directing it to find view by ID. Okay, so this is the button, find view by ID. Then where can I get the ID? So resource.id.btnfact. Okay, so this, if you remember, btnfact. Yes, then I did the same thing here, tst fact. TSDFact here. Also linked to TSDFact that we have here. So these TSDFact we have here and then BTN facts we have here. So that's what is happening here. I'm just linking this to them. Okay. Then I have to have a click event. And to have a click event, I just have to have BTN. So I'm having, so I'm just doing this same thing here. So BTN fact. As soon as you bring the dot click, okay, as soon as you bring the dot click, it's realized you are trying to write a clickable event. Okay, so you just do that as well. Then I name that on fact button clicked. So this is something I named myself. Okay, then I have to declare this. So TST fact dot test equals get random fact. So this get random fact you are seeing here. Okay, so this button when clicked on, what should it do? So it should change this. It should change the TST fact, which is here. It should change this. Okay, it should change this to the facts I've provided up there. I showed earlier on the facts I've provided here. So it should change that to that. Okay, so that's what you can see here. And I have this get random fact. You asked what is it doing there. So this is a method I just created. You can see it here. It's just a method to select random facts from the list. Okay, so I have the list here, but I want it to be selected randomly. Okay, that's why I brought in this method to do that. So I created this method to do that work. So what I do is this counts the method, and my selected random fact equals fact. Then so I pick any fact that is being produced here, which if I put in zero here, I'm going to get the first test. I'm going to get the first fact. If I put in two, if I put in one, I'm going to get the second fact. But I'm trying to tell the system that anything that is being developed or anything that comes in the random should be input here. Then it should return the fact. Okay, so it should return my selected random fact. Okay, so that's what is happening here. So when the button is clicked, TST fact dot test equals get random fact. So everything here is what you see here. Okay, so get random fact. So let's quickly run this and see how it works since our time is far spent. Oh, okay, so our Hello World is already running here. Yes, our Hello World is already running, which we created earlier on. So, just a few seconds. Let's get this application running and see how awesome it's working. Okay, so I think I have it installed, but so let me see which one is that. Okay. All right, so this is awesome. Let me see if I can zoom my screen a bit. Okay, so as you can see, that's what is happening. So when I click on new fact, it should change randomly. It should give me a new fact. So this is what is happening. Let me put it here for all of us to see. So if I click on the new fact, it's changed. If I click on it changed, that's what is happening. If I click on it changed, then it gives me another fact. It changed. So this is a simple application built with .NET, C#. I hope you guys really like it, and I'm going to put it in my GitHub in case you guys want to try your hands on. Why not? You can still try your hands on. So I've explained a bit of the code here as well. So the code I use, the main activity, then I have some resources for you in order to get started. You can get started with some few. You can actually watch this video. There's a video on Xamarin. There's a video on the Xamarin handle on the that's YouTube. You can watch the video there as well. And you can create a simple application. Also, you can get documentation here as well. Then why C Sharp for mobile development? You can read more here by Nat. So yeah, thank you for joining. I'm really grateful to be part of this conference. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Shadrach. That was awesome. It's always cool to see the newest stuff. I can't believe we have these simple like XML designers to visualize everything you're doing. It's so easy nowadays.
Sure.
I like
it. That's so awesome. There's more behind that. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing the resources. One of the tweet questions were all about what can we do next? How can we learn more? So you shared those YouTube links and Nat Friedman's post on mobile development. Let's see if I can give you another question. So one question was, how good is Xamarin support for device hardware features like camera, GPS, or the accelerometer?
With this question, what I'm going to say, Xamarin is really good. It's really good in supporting these devices. And you know what we do in the other platform, which I won't mention the names, but what we normally do on our platform by trying to do so much code and other stuff and all those stuff, when you get to the Visual Studio, you don't need to even input in all those stuff, okay? You don't need to be typing all this. I wanted to give a sample of that. When you come here, let me see if I can share my screen. Kendra, can you help me share my screen? You don't need to code at all. It should be somewhere here if I can find that. You don't need to code. It's just a button click to support whatever you want to do.
I know. Are you looking for the tab to add events?
Yes. So it supports native device APIs as well. Yes. Yeah. There. Camera, everything. Yeah. So I'm actually trying to find a link whereby you don't need to even code. All you need is to just So you can put off my screen now. So all you need to do is just to click. If you want it to support your camera, you just click. You want it to support your camera. If you want it to support whatever you want, you just have a click away, then it just, yeah. So I wanted to go through that. There's so much already.
Yes. No, that's okay. I mean, I think we're ready for our next session.
My support's everything, yeah.
Awesome. So thank you so much for joining. That's really interesting. It's always great to help people get started and share materials. And thank you for sharing your source code. I'm sure quite a few people really appreciate that as far as what I've seen from the tweets.
Sure, thank you very much. And I will encourage the students to join Microsoft Student Business, Microsoft Student Ambassador currently. Yes, so I will encourage the students who are also watching this to partake in that as well. So you can just visit the MicrosoftStudentAmbassadors.com and get registered. Yeah, it's an awesome project for students.
Awesome, thank you so much.